101 with Bob McCormick, featuring the Wall Street Journal, the news you need and the information you can use. Now, here's Bob McCormick.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I love going through the old neighborhoods. On my way home, I like to go through Hancock Park, and my wife's a big fan of Pasadena. She says, why don't we look for a house over there? Silver Lake, Long Beach, you know, wherever you go, you are likely to find nice old charming homes with character in Southern California. So what is an old home anyway? You know, here in Southern California, it's a lot different than other parts of the country where you see homes that are, are a century and a half, maybe two centuries old. John Wilhelm of Valley Home Inspection is with us here on Money 101, a regular contributor to the program. John, what in your view, what constitutes an old house?
Hi, Bob. I consider an old house somewhere in the 1920s, 30s, or 40s or older. There's a lot of homes here, Silver Lake, Pasadena, Hollywood, that are in the early teens and, 1905, 1910.
What are the main things you will see that can go wrong? Now, we know the maintenance, and that's one of the things that the wife says about Hancock Park. You know, these houses, not only are they big, but that means there's a lot of things that can go wrong, because the homes, those older homes, in many cases, are larger.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things I see is neglect. And, of course, if you have a 90-year-old home, you're going to have 90 years of possible neglect. And these homes, you get a lot of wood rot damage, a very, very significant termite damage, because the homes are not maintained on the outside of the house. They're not painted. When you have exposed wood framing on some of these craftsman homes where they're just stained.
And what is a craftsman home? I'm glad you brought that up, because we're going to talk about two-door and about the styles of the homes. And what is the craftsman home? What does that mean?
A craftsman home is a very plain, very, very simple house. Very simple lines, normally one story. They do have two stories. They're not elaborate. They're not, fancy windows. They're very simple roof
lines. I thought
it
meant a craftsman house had to have a front porch. No,
doesn't have to have a front porch.
What does it have to have? What are the things that has to have?
It's the simple lines, the simple style of the house. Okay. It's almost a contemporary home of back then. At an age when you had some Victorian homes and English Tudors with a lot of complicated roof lines and, a lot of elaborate windows, craftsman homes don't normally
have
that.
We don't have many basements, but some of these old homes do.
Some of them do, and a lot of them have a very small basement where they had a gravity heating system, and the water heater was down in a very small basement. But it's not the kind of basement that you're used to back east, where it's like a big usable area. It's what a lot of people now convert to a wine cellar.
Okay, but when you look at an old home, okay, we've established what we're talking about. Could be, 30 years or more. Right? I mean, 20 or 50 years. 50 years or more. What's the first thing you're going to look for? Is it going to be the plumbing? Is it going to be the wiring? Is it going to be the foundation? What you mentioned, it could be 50, 60, 90 years of neglect with that older home.
Well, all those things are characteristics, starting with the foundation. Back from about 1932, 33, before the Long Beach quake, right at the Long Beach quake, earthquake tie-down bolts were not required. So the foundations were held down by nails that were just driven into the wet concrete foundation. And those, by this time, have all corroded off. So you have nothing holding those homes down except gravity.
John Wilhelm of Valley Home Inspection, old homes in Southern California.
Well, I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingle. Ain't got time to fix the floor.
Okay, you got an old house? You got some problems, or you want to know what you need to do to fix it? 888-539-2980 is our toll-free number on Muddy 101. That's 888-539-2980 on Muddy 101. Home Inspector John Wilhelm with us. Okay, talk about the electrical, because that's usually one of the first things that Electric, can happen, right?
Electrical is always outdated on an older home, even you know, up into the mid-50s and early 60s. But a house back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, they had a different type of wiring. Some of them have what they call knob and tube wiring, which is a wiring that is not supposed to be covered by insulation. And it's very common that I find these type of homes.
Is that a problem?
It causes overheating. It's a fire hazard, and it's not code. If you have knob and tube wiring in the attic, and you want to insulate your attic, you have to replace all the wiring, at least in the attic.
Okay, when you mentioned not up to code, and a lot of these old homes are not up to code, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, they don't have to bring the house up to code while they're living in it.
No, but when you make significant changes, like you want to add insulation, then you're creating a condition that's hazardous, so that's when it's required. You don't have to upgrade your wiring just because it's an older house, but let's say if you put in a new electric panel, that new electric panel would have to comply with today's code.
What I love about old houses, I love the attics, because sometimes those attics are livable, or you can convert them into living space. What am I going to look for when I walk into an old house, and in terms of what the potential is for problems? You just mentioned electrical. Heating, also, these old heating systems are problematic, right?
Well, the old heating systems, a lot of those had either a gravity system in the basement, in the crawl area. That was a system that did not use forced air, so it didn't blow the heat around the house. At one point, it's a very efficient type of heat, but also because it doesn't blow the heat around the house, it tends not to not heat the house very fast, so you're leaving the heat on for a long time.
Okay, now you mentioned insulation at the beginning. Most old homes did not have insulation?
Did not have insulation, especially in the walls. It was real easy to install that into the attic at some point later, you know, 20, 30, 40 years later. But in the walls, you know, it's a different process to try to get the walls insulated. It's a different type of insulation.